Voters in the federal seat of Farrer in regional New South Wales will head to the polls tomorrow. Plenty have already cast their ballots, I'm sure, to choose a replacement for former opposition leader Susan Lee. Farrer has been a safe coalition seat for decades, and both the Liberals and Nationals are fielding candidates, but a One Nation candidate and an independent are considered currently to be the front runners. Matt Canavan is the leader of the Nationals and Shadow Minister for Trade, Investment and Tourism. Matt Canavan, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good to be with you.
The Liberal Party frontbencher Andrew Hastie has said that his party has, quote, low expectations for the Farrer by-election. Do you think the National Party can realistically win the seat?
I mean, to win it, I don't get on a football player playing to lose. There's no doubt this is an uphill battle for us. It's a real challenge, obviously, having a by-election with a long-term retiring member. And look, I've been open about the fact that people have been disappointed in us. I've been frustrated in my own side the last few years, but I'm back here and taking those blows, taking my medicine, hearing from people, listening to people. I've spent 23 days here now in Farrer in the first few weeks of my leadership. 11 of those nights have been in a swag. So I've gone through the cold here. I've listened to people. We've got a great candidate, Brad Robinson. When I first got down here to Albury, I'm back in Albury today. The big issue is the hospital. So I took that away and we've taken action on that. That's what the National Party do. We look after people. They care for people in areas like this that get ignored and sidelined. And it's been one great thing about this by-election is you're asking questions about this area that for too long has been forgotten. So I'm working hard for it. The National Party haven't been here for 25 years. We're the real party of change here because you've got a Teal candidate or a Teal back candidate whose friend over the border, over the River Murray, has been there, or her and Cathy McGowan, for 13 years. They haven't done much. You've got a One Nation candidate who ran for the Labor Party 4 years ago, wanted to run for Anthony Albanese's team. He's hardly going to bring change, given he actually was all signed up to Anthony Albanese's government. It's causing so much pain out here. National Party haven't been here for 25 years, but last time we were here, Tim Fischer was a member. And people do speak of him fondly, and that's the kind of leadership, that's the representation, that's the fight I want to bring back to the National Party. So I don't care what my odds are. I'm a fighter, and I'm going to fight to the end.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is the leader of the Nationals, Matt Canavan. On a separate issue, the federal government says gas companies will have to set aside 20% of their gas exports for the domestic market from July next year. What's your position on that? Do you support it?
Well, I kind of need to know what the government's position is first. I don't think they seem to know or at least be able to explain what they've announced. I know,
in
speaking to people in the industry,
that's
just completely. Well, I not only do I think it's from principle a good idea, I was the Minister for Resources that first put in a reservation policy at the federal level for the Northern Territory when the Beetaloo Basin gets opened up. Now, this government's done nothing on that for years. It's trying to catch up now on this issue. But the problem here is we already on the East Coast, 35% of our gas produced here goes to domestic sources. So the question has to be asked, what exactly is this adding? If it's 20%, that's below 35. So how is this actually adding gas to the domestic market?
The coalition proposed a similar policy ahead of the federal election last year. What's the issue now?
Well, I'm sorry, you might have misinterpreted. I said I do support. I put in place reservation policies when I was Minister of Resources. I want to see more Australian gas stay in Australia. My issue with this, as I say, is I don't think the government can explain what they're doing. They don't. I'm not expecting you to be able to answer my question, but I'm putting it out there to them. Please explain to me how a 20% reservation policy is going to make a difference when 35% of gas in Eastern Australia is already supplied to the domestic market. So we need more gas in the domestic market. Absolutely. That's why I also put in place as Resources Minister the Domestic Gas Security Mechanism, which gave the Australian government the power to turn boats around, keep gas in Australia. And that, when that was introduced, wholesale gas prices halved within 12 months of myself and the then Turnbull government doing that. So, look, that's the test for this government. They've made lots of promises on gas. They put in draconian gas price-setting rules a few years ago. They did nothing. They've done nothing on reservation. And this, again, doesn't seem to be much of an announcement. It's a re-announcement of what they've said before Christmas, which still lacks key details about how it's going to work.
Senator, we've just got a couple of minutes up our sleeve. A group of Australian women and children with links to Islamic State group have returned to Australia. Your colleague, Bridget McKenzie, has said these children are already radicalised. Do you agree with that view?
Well, I think there's a concern, obviously. There's a risk here. That risk is clearly demonstrated by the fact that the government has has charged three of these returning people, I believe. I'm not exactly sure why the government wouldn't use the powers that exist, the temporary exclusion orders, if these people are a big enough risk to be charged the way they have today or last night. Why wouldn't you use the powers to keep Australians safe, to keep them out of this country for a bit longer while we work out what's going on?
The Morrison government helped to repatriate children from Syria. Why is the coalition now opposed to these kids returning?
Well, again, what I'm saying is that the government should use all powers to slow this process down. Obviously, with people with Australian passports, you can't exactly stop them forever, but there are powers there. We offered to give the government more powers that were rejected. I think what's really important now is that the Prime Minister come out today and explain how this has helped the safety of Australians. Do not stand behind the Australian Federal Police, who did a press conference last night. The decision is of the Prime Minister's and his government, and he should explain to the Australian people how he's keeping them safe.
Matt Canavan, we'll need to leave it there. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks very much.